Velocity Radio.
Welcome to Tooth Talk, everybody, where we talk about the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth. I'm your host, Dr. Doug Heller, and I'm along with my co-host tonight, Dr. Eric Beckman.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here again.
Yeah, Eric is subbing in for our other co-host, Dr. Ken Versman, who we want to wish a quick get well soon salutations to. He's having a little surgery tonight, and we're hoping that's going really well, and we look forward to getting him back, not just in the practice, but on the air, and hope everything's going well in that department. So tonight, Eric, this is kind of a special treat for the both of us.
It truly is.
Yeah, I think we've got a wonderful guest with us, a good friend of mine, although I hate to even say that. I'm not sure that reflects positively on me, but we'll see as time goes on. We have Dr. Robert Redman, and a local orthodontist, who's going to be our guest tonight. So I'm looking forward to what Robert has to say, a little bit about his background. Robert went and graduated magna cum laude from Marquette University School of Dentistry, and then he went on to specialize in the field of orthodontics. But as you get to know Robert, he's not just your typical, hey, come and see me orthodontist. He's really been an innovative type of practitioner. And in addition to his clinical practice, he also has many patents and kind of has revolutionized some of the aspects of orthodontics throughout the globe, actually. He indicated to us that he has lectured both on a national level, and I know from his absence from our should I call it kind of low-level hockey team? He did lecture in Australia for a couple weeks a few years ago as well. He has a lot of papers that he's done. He's on the faculty at Children's Hospital at Colorado. Again, lectured around the world. And he currently practices in the heart of Denver, Colorado, kind of in the Cherry Creek area, and I'm really looking forward to hearing a little bit about kind of what's going on in orthodontics today, kind of what's the future, and what's even the future that we don't even know about, because as I said earlier, he's been very, very innovative and has worked with some of the major manufacturers on products that aren't even out yet. So it should be interesting to hear a little bit about what the famous Dr. Redman has to say tonight.
So just to begin, I guess it'd be good to just do an overview on kind of what is orthodontics.
Sure. Well, first I want to say it's great to be here with you guys. Doug, I still count you as a friend, although only on one finger. Right. So, you know,
let's clarify which finger. Before we get going.
It's the thumb. It's a thumbs up, okay. My friend.
All right.
All right. I'm sure this is going to be a pretty entertaining evening, but to answer Eric's questions, orthodontics is basically a field where we look at teeth and how teeth come together and how teeth fit in one's face. So, you know, to get a little academic on you, from the Greek word ortho, meaning straight, and odontos, meaning teeth, orthodontic specialty is aimed at the diagnosis, prevention, and treatment of dental facial anomalies and malpositions of teeth. So from a training perspective, you go to school for 4 years to do your doctorate of dentistry, and then go on for a 2 to 3 year degree specializing in orthodontics. And practicing orthodontics, which I love, I'm very passionate about it, requires kind of a professional attitude in diagnostics, treatment planning, how to use appliances, diagnosing what the patient wants and what the patient needs. And the beauty of it is everyone walks out a very happy camper with a beautiful smile on their face. So that's why I love orthodontics.
And when you talk about it, you know, in years past, going, you know, back to my early days, it was when I was a kid, I would go in and I would see the orthodontist and they, you know, have all these appointments, get the teeth straight, that kind of deal. But today, orthodontics isn't really just for kids anymore. I mean, there's a lot of elderly people doing it. Elderly, I don't mean elderly like 90s. I mean,
you mean elderly like you?
Like me, like in their 50s, 40s, 60s, 70s. And so I wonder if you would comment a little bit about kind of maybe the changing dynamics of ages as you've seen in your practice. And I know one of the things that you were very involved with early on is that adult orthodontic patient.
Sure. About 35 to 40% of my practice is dealing with adults. I think we live in a very competitive world where people are very image conscious. So people come to me for a multitude of reasons as an adult. One is confidence. They may not feel comfortable smiling. They're in a sort of a public role where they're presenting to groups or they're salesmen, or they just want to feel good about themselves. The other aspect of orthodontics is when people have a bite that's off, we start seeing funny wear on teeth. People start chipping teeth. If a bite's not right, people develop TMJ problems. So, you know, 50, 60 years ago, when people had a lifespan of 65 years old, they didn't have to worry about keeping their teeth for 100 years. So now that everyone seems to keep their teeth, and thanks to you guys with all the periodontal work and implants you do, people have the ability to maintain a beautiful smile throughout their life. So knowing that, and knowing that the investment they're going to put into their teeth is going to last 50, 60, 70 years, the older population, meaning anyone from 30, and the oldest patient I've ever treated is 85, we create a beautiful smile. They're very confident. They function better. They eat better. And one of the rewarding things is when people say, you know, I don't have headaches anymore, relegated to their bite. So it's a rewarding end of dentistry.
And is there an age that we're just too old to have teeth moved, or?
No, like I said, the oldest patient I had, was 85 years old, and, God bless him, he still looks great today. As long as the teeth are healthy, teeth can be moved at any age. And what's kind of beautiful about how orthodontics has evolved is there are much more aesthetic, ways to straighten your teeth. So gone are the days of giant metal brackets on teeth. There's so many options for adults that I think that's one of the reasons why people seek out treatment now, is that, you know, there's no headgears involved, there's no metal braces involved, there's clear braces, there's invisible braces, there's braces that go behind your teeth, there's clear aligners that you can change out every couple of weeks to get your teeth straight. So the options are great, and to do it incognito is kind of where adults are headed.
And, you know, you mentioned the lingual braces, which would be braces that are on the tongue side of the teeth so they don't show.
Correct.
For those at home. However, not a lot of orthodontists have the ability to get teeth where they want using those. That's kind of a specialty within a specialty, wouldn't you say?
And sure.
Is that something that you do a lot? I know you've done some of it because we've talked about it in the past. Is that something you're doing a lot of still? Or?
Sure. I think with the advent of clear aligners and actually clear braces that look really nice, that's a smaller part of my practice, even though I still continue to do it. Just like any vehicle you would take, particular orthodontic appliances can take you to a certain point. So if you want to go to New York, you can take a car, you can take a motorcycle, you can take a plane. But if you want to go around the world, you really need to have something that's going to be a little more involved. So for cases that are more involved, lingual braces are a really good option. For cases, 90% of the cases with the clear aligner therapy that we can do with products such as Invisalign, that can pretty much solve about 80% of the problems that orthodontists have. In our practice, knowing how a professional has to deal with life, I think adults are comfortable doing just about anything for 6 months. So sometimes we'll create two different kinds of treatment plans where we might do part of the heavy movement of teeth with clear braces for 4 or 5 months and then switch a patient into a liner so they can feel comfortable and finish the treatment off and get a really good result.
And one of the things you mentioned was the Invisalign, and that's kind of the clear technology where you don't see anything. I know a lot of dentists will do that. Tell me, if I was the patient coming into an office, what should I be looking for as somebody that should be treating me with that? And should I be seeking out an orthodontist specifically for that kind of movement of my teeth?
Sure. I think that the training, 2 to 3 years of extra training that is strictly involved with tooth movement is very important. I think, you know, if I'm a patient knowing what I know, what I would be looking at is, one, is the person who's going to treat me a specialist in moving teeth. two, how much experience does this person have? I mean, I've, you know, over my long career, I've treated about 8,000 people. So I've seen a lot of different things. And some of the misnomers that are out there is, oh, well, Invisalign's all digital and it's all computer, so anybody can do it. But in virtual reality, you can make anything happen, but you need to know what reality is. So I had a patient not terribly long ago who, a physician who said, well, isn't it kind of like just you press a button and the aligners are made and it's all automatic? And I said, well, you know, a flight on an airlines has an automatic pilot, but you certainly want to have a pilot to know how to steer that plane, because things happen in a biological environment that may go off course, and experience and the training behind that really ends up having a big effect on your treatment time, and your treatment result.
Yeah. And I think it's not when things are going right where you need somebody with experience. It's when things aren't going as expected. And then I think there's a significant value to working with a specialist, whether that be orthodontics, root canals, or even our specialty, periodontics.
Sure, absolutely. When you think about the fact that the orthodontist is going to rearrange the position of every tooth in your mouth and how that's going to affect how your face looks, how your lips come together, how your bite is, it can open up a huge can of worms if it's not done right. And I see some things that aren't done correct and wind up being the person that takes care of that after the fact.
And is it still gaining in popularity? Do you feel is it kind of peaked, or what's the future hold for kind of tooth movement and Invisalign, or is there other things out there? I know something I want to talk about is a bracket that you've invented a little bit, and we may not have enough time to get into that this segment, but I want to kind of get a sense of kind of where the whole practice of orthodontics is headed.
I think orthodontics kind of has mimicked just kind of the world of computers. When you think about, you know, an internet connection, or the fact that you can pull up anything on your phone, orthodontics from the perspective of just even 10 years ago has evolved so much. We've got systems where instead of taking impressions of your teeth, we basically wave a camera over your teeth and it three-dimensionally captures the images of your teeth. It's uploaded to a system. And then we use CAD/CAM engineering to make models. We use CAD/CAM engineering to make custom brackets for people. So the future of orthodontics is super exciting now, and even more exciting in the future, where I think the threshold, I think everybody wants to have a great smile. I think people are concerned about how long is it going to take? How painful is it going to be? And there's so many things that we'll get into the technology part of it in a bit, but it's just a really amazing field. So back to Invisalign. Invisalign has opened the door for adults who were not willing to get their teeth straightened now to get their teeth straightened. So I would say it's still gaining in popularity. It is what people initially can come in for. And then once they're sort of educated on things, Invisalign may be a good fit, or another modality might be a better treatment.
Okay. That's good to know. Tell us, Robert, a little bit, if we were patient, we wanted to get a hold of you, what's your office phone number, your website, and things like that before we go to break?
Sure. Website is www.cherrycreeksmiles.com. Phone number is 303-331-0222. There's a lot of great information on that site, and we'd love to have you call and we'll get you educated on what the possibilities of your smile can be.
Now, as busy as you are you still taking new patients?
Absolutely. Yeah. The beauty of orthodontics is we have a great practice. It's growing word of mouth. It's awesome, but we always have room to help people.
Yeah, that's great. So as let's say at this point, I'm a father of two little kids. My kids are 2 and 3. Kind of want to get a little bit of information when we come back in a little bit as to, you know, at what point do I have to start really being concerned about the position of their teeth? What's a good time for me to see you? I know 2 and 3 is probably too early, but when should I take my kid to see you for the first time? And when should, when's too late? Or is there ever a time where it's too late? So those are some of the things that I want to get into as we get to the other side of this. Eric, you have any questions for?
Not before the break, but I'm looking forward to this next segment.
Yeah, and also if there's any people who'd like to call in, our local call-in number is 303-800-800-4366. Again, the local call-in number, 303-800-4366. Tonight, we're talking with Dr. Robert Redman, orthodontist extraordinaire. I'm your host, Dr. Doug Heller, with my co-host, Dr. Eric Beckman. Website, www.periodontalhealth.com.
For surgery, would you want a skilled physician? Of course you would. The legal system is no different. More difficult to navigate than you can ever imagine. And if you find yourself in a courtroom, don't get stuck with a lawyer fresh from law school. You want the experience of former deputy district attorneys who know criminal law inside and out. Anderson & Carnahan, a top Colorado Springs law firm specializing in criminal defense. Attorneys with over 50 years of combined experience fighting for their clients in criminal law that will aggressively fight for you in any pending criminal matters, including DUI, traffic offenses, domestic violence, and more. Call today for a free consultation. 855-779-0846. You can also find valuable information online at AndersonCarnahan.com. Discover what you need to know about your DUI case and read helpful attorney tips to save your license, plus other great resources. Get the most experienced legal counsel for your case with Anderson Carnahan. Visit AndersonCarnahan.com to set up your free consultation today or call 855-779-0846.
There is no better advertisement for your business than a well-executed sign. A great sign tells a story, one we understand just by looking at it. Are you selling fun and relaxation? Are quality and integrity the top priorities? Or do you need to build trust and confidence? You may have invested in a great logo with great colors, but there is a visual language beyond color. It tells a richer story, and that language is dimension. Don't just tell people who you are. Show them who you are with 3D letters, layers, sculpted elements, textures, or metal finishes. We make 3D signs that tell a memorable story about you. Visit our website at big3dproductions.com to see the best 3D signs in the USA. That's big, the number 3dproductions.com. Or call us at 303-646-2500. What story does your sign tell about you?
Hey there, I'm one of your potential customers, but I'm not going to be able to find you because when I type your name into a search engine, you're one of thousands upon thousands of businesses I see, all with great customer service. How am I going to find you? Instead, make your business stand out with Get Found Fast, using technology and marketing, getting your name out there, and getting people in your door. Get your name out there today at GetFoundFast.com.
Get found fast, get found fast, GetFoundFast.com.
Get found
fast.
GetFoundFast.com. It's new. It's fresh. It's cutting edge. This is Velocity Radio.
Welcome back to Truth Talk, where we talk about the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I'm your host, Dr. Doug Heller, along with my co-host, Dr. Eric Beckman, and our guest tonight, Dr. Robert Redman, an orthodontist in the Cherry Creek area.
And so before we jump right into talking about ortho again, I think it'd be a good thing to just get a little bit more background on Robert here and kind of just begin wherever you want to and kind of let us know, how did you ever end up doing braces?
Sure. I've had a few careers actually prior to going into dentistry, which I think has made me a well-rounded person. Wouldn't trade any of it. I was basically went to school in Texas. I started a business out of high school with a friend of mine where we were big into the transportation industry and learned a lot about customer care through that. It also gave me a lot of good sort of engineering background because we were dealing with a lot of mechanical things. Prior to that, I was actually a guitar player in a fairly big band in Dallas, and that was a very interesting lifestyle for 2 years. My parents weren't terribly happy with me, but it spurred me on to bigger and better things.
But it got you comfortable with strings then.
It did. So instead of strumming wires on a guitar, I'm bending wires for patients' mouths. It was very cool. We opened up for a lot of really big bands. Stefan Wolf, Humble Pie, played a lot of very big places, and it gave me a lot of interest in things I really like and things I didn't really want to do. And from that,
well, wait a minute. Wait. When you say big places, what's the biggest place you ever played?
We played the Cotton Bowl to about 25,000 people when we opened up for Stephen Wolf and Humble Pie.
That's so big enough.
It's big enough. So, so that was fun. And so I had my day in the sun for that. And then, actually kind of got interested in dentistry after I sold my business, which gave me an opportunity to reflect. And I thought I really wanted to go into business. And kind of found out that was really not all that rewarding. I kind of missed the hands-on part of things. And a friend sort of introduced me to dentistry. I thought dentistry was really interesting. And so I went to dental school with no real desire to go into orthodontics. But the more I spent time in the orthodontic clinic, I kind of realized that you can really make a huge impact on people. People are just so ecstatic when they get their braces off and so confident and so special, and you really get to know your patients. You know, in dentistry, for the most part, you see your patients once every 6 months. I generally see my patients every 6 to 8 weeks. And whether it's, you know, an adult that's going on all these great trips and emails us all these wonderful places that they've been, because you really develop a great relationship with people over time, or whether it's the kid that I saw that was 7 who couldn't get his lips around his teeth and now he's like 19 and a model. It's just really a rewarding experience. And I love the relationship part of orthodontics.
That's great. So, and we've already talked in the last segment about kind of adult care and kind of the older generation. Tell us a little bit more about kind of younger braces with younger children. When do you first see them typically?
Sure. And getting back to Doug's two munchkins, they're probably a little too early for that. But generally, the American Association of Orthodontics likes to see or recommends that we see patients at the time of 7. And not that we're going to do anything at the time of 7, but enough adult teeth are in where we can start making some judgments and say, do we have all our teeth? So we typically, when we see a 7-year-old, we take a Panorex. And a Panorex is a different kind of x-ray that's not looking for cavities, but it basically kind of gives us a broad field. And a lot of times people show up and they find out that there's not very much room for adult teeth to come in, or kids might be actually congenitally missing teeth. So it kind of gives us an idea to let the parents know, okay, here's what the future holds. Do we want to do some early treatment now? And sometimes we do early treatment because there's some growth abnormalities, like we've got an underbite where the chin, the lower is growing too fast to keep up with the upper. Sometimes there's so much crowding that as an adult, if you want to widen your jaw, it's a surgical thing. Because kids are growing and the sutures of the skull aren't fully fused yet, anywhere between 7 and 12, we can do what's called a rapid palate expander, which actually widens the bone very pain-free. And my analogy to parents are, you know, if we have a 2-bedroom foundation and we have a 4-bedroom set of teeth, we've got a choice. We can take 2 bedrooms off the foundation, or we can make the foundation bigger. And that's the advantage of seeing kids young. And I'd probably say 85% of the time we don't do anything and we just kind of put them into a monitoring program. But the 15% that we catch where there's going to be big issues, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
And this is not just clinical experience, but you've also done research in development as well.
Sure. My research was on basically how the jaws grow. So depending upon diagnostics and kind of future faces, we can kind of get an idea, because an orthodontist can always fit all the teeth in. That may not necessarily look great for the face. And you have to think about, your jaws are basically half your face, your upper jaw and your lower jaw. So you might see people that have a hard time getting their lips together, or their strain of soft tissue. If there's an aberrant growth pattern that isn't addressed early, if people are growing asymmetrically, they continue to grow asymmetrically. So the advantage of getting in a little early is to resymmetrize growth so that at the end of the day, we've got a nice face and we can avoid future issues.
And the term, is that what's considered two-phase orthodontics?
Sure. When you get to know me, I'm Mr. Analogy Guy. So I go back to the construction project. You know, sometimes the orthodontist will build the house in two stages, where we say, okay, we're going to take care of the foundation first. And that would be expanding the jaw to make enough room for these teeth, or to bring the upper jaw back, or bring the upper jaw forward, or the lower jaw back, or the lower jaw forward, to sort of resymmetrize growth. And then we take a long break until all the permanent teeth are in, and the kids will, you know, wear a retainer when they sleep. We've made enough room for all the teeth to come in, and then we finish off the construction project by building, you know, the first and second floor. Other times we may just decide, you know what, we can do this whole construction project in one phase.
Okay. And when it comes down to the basics, I mean, what causes crooked teeth? Why do some people have straight teeth coming right in when growing up, and other people just have really, really crowded teeth or large gaps in between their teeth?
Sure. We're a world that's not a homogeneous society. So you may have dad's teeth and mom's jaw, or somewhere along the line, when I see a kid that's actually missing multiple permanent teeth, I may ask mom, I said, does anyone in your family have any missing teeth? And they'll go, not that I know of. And then they go home and discuss it with their husband, and they find out their husband actually had missing teeth as well. So genetics plays a big role in it. Also oral problems. If someone is a thumb sucker for too long, or has a pacifier habit or a binky habit, that can wreak havoc on teeth and jaws. So if you kind of have a thumb wedge between your upper and lower jaw, what you're doing is increasing the growth of the upper jaw and retarding the growth of the lower jaw. So all of a sudden we have this giant overjet, or what people would call a buck tooth. So aberrant habits can lead to a lot of problems. So that's one of the other reasons, you know, if someone is sucking their thumb to the time they're 4 and 5, it's a really good idea to get in to have some kind of therapy done to get them to quit sucking their thumb. There's someone called an orofacial myologist that deals specifically with that. But the sooner you intervene on those aberrant problems, the better results you're going to have at the end, the less damage we're going to do over the long haul.
And it seems like you're really focusing a lot on expansion of the jaws and doing a lot of movement that way. I mean, do you always, classically, a lot of people talk about extracting teeth during braces. I mean, is this something you regularly do, as extractions during braces?
Sure. Probably 40 or 50 years ago, when little bands had to be fitted around every tooth, a band would take up space in between all the teeth. And back in the day, the orthodontist would have to extract teeth just to put the appliances on. Nowadays, everything's miniaturized and they're just little stick-on braces, so room doesn't have to be made to put the braces on. So it's always a judgment call from the orthodontist. So you can always put the teeth in, but sometimes it may be too much teeth to make the face look good. So I would say extractions are probably only about 5% of a modern day practice, to maybe 10%. But it takes the skill and expertise, and I think the experience of an orthodontist, to say, okay, this is what your future face is going to look like. And that's why we spend 3 years studying growth. We look at faces, you know, when you're 2 years old and when you're 70 years old. And the goal of my practice is to make sure you look great when you're 12, but you also look great when you're 80.
Now, if Kenny Versman was here tonight, and breaking news, he just came out of surgery and he did very, very well.
Awesome. I hope the boob job went well.
Yeah, he would say, Robert, you've definitely got a face for radio. So in deference to him,
very nice.
We'll use his line. How about teeth moving? I mean, what causes teeth to move? You know, as we get older, people come in and say, it's my wisdom teeth. It's my teeth are moving. They're crowding. What am I doing? What am I not doing? Give us a little bit of that. And we'll kind of talk about that till the break and then keep moving on.
Sure. If you go through evolution, when we were all eating food off the ground and there was a lot of attrition and wear on the teeth, what would happen is we'd wear our teeth down past the point where you floss. So when you floss, you get that little click in between your teeth, and teeth basically would migrate forward over time to close those spaces. So it's just kind of part of the aging process. We're sort of genetically programmed to have teeth migrate forward. And as teeth migrate forward, and now we eat a diet where we're not wearing our teeth down and we have, you know, better dental care, what happens is we have all our teeth, we have no space, these teeth move forward and something has to give in the system. And that's generally things start to crowd up. Other times for adults that maybe have had a, didn't see you guys, and they had a tooth go south on them and they've had to have a tooth extracted, as if teeth have space, they start leaning over and they may not be leaning over in the direction that we want. So I have patients that come in and may have had a tooth unfortunately extracted towards the back of their mouth, and they ask, well, will my crowding in the front move to the back? And no, I mean, basically, like I said, you know, genetics and the way evolution has formed us is teeth will always migrate forward. So teeth constantly shift forward. It's kind of part of the aging process. It's like saying, why do I get wrinkles?
Why?
Not sunscreen.
Good answer.
But Doug has no wrinkles.
Right. And again, before the break, give us your office number and your website.
Sure. Office number 303-331-0222. The website is www.cherrycreeksmiles.com.
And tell us a little bit about kind of where you're located.
So we're basically in Cherry Creek. So basically Colorado Boulevard and Cherry Creek Drive South. So easy to get to off 25 or off 70, just up Colorado Boulevard.
And worth the trip.
And so, worth the trip.
This is Tooth Talk, and we'll see you on the other side.
This is Sean Hakes with Velocity Radio. If you're a business owner with a particular expertise, then hosting your own radio show at Velocity Radio is the chance to become the trusted expert in your field. Our state-of-the-art studios are located in Castle Rock, Colorado, so drop on by for a tour anytime. Velocity Radio hosts enjoy a dedicated board-op production team and a generous revenue share that will allow you to monetize your show while delivering your message to potential customers. To learn more about becoming a Velocity Radio host, call me today at 720-940-9056 or email me at sean@velocityradio.fm.
Parker Trailers, from entry-level trailers to flatbeds, cargo, and horse trailers, plus all your parts and service needs, now with two locations in Parker off Parker Road, and now open at the Pikes Peak International Speedway in Fountain. Visit parkertrailers.com for product information and details. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 888-98-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. Call 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
You ready for this?
This is Velocity Radio.
Y'all know what it is.
24/7 at velocityradio.fm.
Welcome back to Tooth Talk, where we talk about the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth. I'm your host, Dr. Doug Heller, along with my co-host, Dr. Eric Beckman. Our guest tonight, Dr. Robert Rudman, orthodontist in Cherry Creek. And before we move on, I want to do two things. I want to give the local call-in number in case anybody wants to talk to one of our famous guests. And also give a big shout-out to Cindy behind the booth, who's helping us out tonight. So thank you very much, Cindy.
Thanks, Cindy.
The number 303-800-4366. We welcome your calls, and maybe we can straighten your teeth over the phone tonight. I don't know. You know, it seems like there's tons
speaking of technology.
Yeah, there's some, all kinds of new technology, Dr. Beckman, and so maybe that's something that we should ask Robert about, and maybe at some point it will be possible to straighten your teeth over the phone.
So, I mean, we've already talked about a little bit about lingual braces, maybe some clear Invisalign type appliances and whatnot. What other technologies are out there to really kind of make it easier for you and the patient and maybe change also treatment times?
Sure. Digital technology has had a huge influence on orthodontics. So one of the great things that we do now is there's a system called iTero, which is basically a digital impression system. I kind of alluded to that prior, where we basically, instead of putting goopy impression material in your mouth, we basically wave a camera over your teeth for about 5 minutes. It captures all the anatomy of your teeth. And from that, we create a digital model. And what that enables the orthodontist to do is say, okay, I can treat you virtually first. Say, you know, and I can say, okay, if I did this, what would our smile look like? If I did option B, what would our smile look like? The other great thing about digital technology is we can start designing custom appliances. So 20, 30 years ago, the orthodontist had a standard prescription, a kind of one size fit all. And basically orthodontist would put the braces on and then watch how the teeth move and then start making bends in the wire. Today, we can figure out exactly where the bracket should go on the tooth or the aligner should go on the tooth, how we want to move those teeth, what is the shortest distance between two points. So rather than being reactionary to things, we can say, okay, I've virtually treated you three or four different ways, and this is the best way to get this best smile for you and the quickest way to get from point A to point B.
So Robert, when I was in school, and you know, they kept orthodontics a secret.
Probably, as it should be.
Yeah, probably in their best interest to keep it away from me. In any event, they would take a model and pour up it in stone and then cut the model and put wax in and kind of move the teeth around. So you're saying today, with all this new technology, that's a thing of the past.
That's a thing of the past.
Amen, brother. Amen.
I always thought everyone enjoyed those impressions. You know, that's what I always thought.
Yeah. You were always a pudding pop kid.
So good.
So other than that, you know, I know, and we're going to talk about some of your patents, but I know one of your patents is an indirect bonding system. That also is something that can accelerate treatment or at least kind of help orient teeth in a more predictable, faster fashion.
Sure, absolutely.
Tell
so
us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so basically, you know, traditional means of putting braces on is you would put one bracket on at a time and try to keep the patient dry, because the way orthodontic adhesives work, the tooth has to be exceptionally dry. Any moisture contamination means brackets are going to fall off, things won't stick as well. So with indirect bonding, what happens is even before the patients get to the office, all the brackets have been put on a virtual model first. And there's a clear transfer tray where we just, like a mouth guard, we seat the transfer tray into the mouth. We shine a high-powered curing light where all the braces stick within 3 seconds. Instead of the patient being open for 45 minutes, they're literally 10 minutes and all the braces are on. And the benefit of that is it's very difficult when you're working on a second molar that's way back by someone's tonsils and trying to get the bracket in the right position. This way, we can see the mouth 360 degrees. Everything's prepared before the patient gets there. And like I had alluded to earlier, the straightest route between two points is a straight line. So if we can put everything on where it belongs to start with, then treatment is cut down by 20 to 30%.
And you had something to do with the development of that.
Sure. Indirect bonding's been around for a while. I came up with a material that basically allows the orthodontist to peel the tray off very easily without pulling brackets off with the tooth. So it's just a refinement on a technology that's been around. It's just sort of refined it and perfected it.
And if I was a patient coming to see you, one of the questions I'd ask, how long is this going to take? So as I guess an adult, some people would call me an adult. Some people wouldn't, maybe.
Your kids would call you an adult. I think that's where it ends.
Yeah, right. How can I increase my treatment? Decrease my treatment time so I'm not in braces as long. And tell us a little bit of some of the new technologies related to that.
Sure. I think traditionally braces have taken about 2 to 3 years. And by leveraging all these different technologies that we had, the indirect bonding, the virtual treatment, and a new technology that's been around for the last 4 years, and I actually had the honor of finishing off the first patient in the United States with this, is called Accelident. And what Accelident does, it uses a vibratory technology that's been used in orthopedic surgery for many moons. If you had a difficult bone to heal, the orthopedic surgeon would wrap a cuff around your arm, send micropulses like a gentle vibration into the bones, and what they found is it stimulates cell response of the bone. So when you look at it, some brilliant person, not me, came up with the idea of saying, okay, if we took this technology and we put it into orthodontics, since we're moving teeth through bone, if we can get the bone to respond faster, can we get teeth to move faster? And there was FDA clearance in the United States about 5 years ago for this device. It clinically moves teeth 30 to 40% faster. So we've taken treatment plans that generally would take 2.5 to 3 years and brought them down to 12 to 15 months, which is huge. So I've got, you know, a lot of young ladies that come in and they want to look great for their wedding. And I go, great. And they go, well, I'm getting married in 9 months. And I go, oh, this is what you need, Accelident. And they can get their goal where they would never be able to get their goal 5 years ago.
Yeah. And so now you're doing a lot of those type of cases.
Yep. It's a really great product. The other sort of anecdotal benefit to Xcelident is because since the bone is responding faster, people have reported that their teeth are a lot less sore. So we've had a lot of patients that have started in treatment and then kind of realized like, okay, you know what? I really do want to be out of these braces or these aligners faster. I'd like to try the Xcelident. And when they come in, they go, you know, my teeth hurt a lot less. So for a typical aligner patient, you generally change out your aligners every 2 weeks. You come in to see me, I probably give you 6 aligners at a time. So I'll see you once every 12 weeks. That's kind of great for the patient because it doesn't really affect their schedule very much. So you're not always in the orthodontic office, but instead of changing the aligners out every 2 weeks, you wind up changing the aligners out every 7 days. So it literally cuts your treatment time in half. So it's a really great technology.
If this is really moving treatment along, why don't we do it on every patient?
Well, there's a cost involved. The technology is expensive. So it's about 10 to 15% additional cost to the orthodontic patient. So adults that want to get in and out really quickly, it's a no-brainer for them. Sometimes parents for kids, some patients will do it. I've had a lot of families where multiple kids are in treatment. So what we wind up doing is basically every Xcelident unit has a custom mouthpiece per patient. So the parent may buy the one motor that actually vibrates the teeth in 3 or 4 separate mouthpieces, and it winds up taking that cost and dividing it amongst 4.
I'm envisioning this little motor sitting on a table and their kids plugged into it, 3 sitting across the couch. That's not the case.
No. No, it's really small. It's about the size of a mouthpiece and probably about the size of a Bic lighter that actually is the motor that vibrates the teeth. So it's very easy. People will be driving around in their car with it. They'll be answering their emails. And basically, you bite into this device for 20 minutes a day. Very innocuous, very easy to fit into your lifestyle. And like I said, the great thing is you're in and out of treatment pretty quickly.
And how about lasers? Are lasers kind of entering the orthodontic realm? I know they're kind of creeping into the periodontal world. So how
sure.
About orthodontics?
Some of the research that's being done currently, but that's not ready for prime time yet, is light therapy. Again, with the goal of stimulating cell response to move the teeth faster. So there's a group in Canada that's working on that right now. So it seems to me that we've kind of conquered the exactness, the precise, the ability to get teeth where we want them. And now the big move in orthodontics is to get people in and out of treatment fast, as that's sometimes a barrier for people to start treatment.
And you know, when we say fast, probably the fastest thing that I've heard of is this thing called 6-month smiles. Is that a good thing for me or is that not a good thing? And kind of give us your take on that.
Sure. I think that, again, a specialist should be looking and saying, okay, what's the good and the bad of moving your teeth around? So I've done cases where it's been 3 or 4 months where it's been very limited tooth movement where someone has a very good bite and a few teeth are out of alignment. The problem would be is if you're throwing full treatment in and trying to move all these teeth and your teeth are straight in 6 months, but they don't fit together. So it may look good, but it's not going to function very well. So you've gone from all of a sudden having a nice even bite in the back to where you're only hitting on one tooth. It'd be kind of a similar analogy, like if you've ever had a filling and the filling was high. You've got a tooth that's kind of pounding and people come in with hot and cold sensitivity. So again, the right vehicle will get you to your destination. You just need to have a good person to get you from point A to point B.
Kind of seems to me like one of those Hollywood facades, so to speak. You know, it looks good on the outside, but it may not function as
sure. But for the right person, it'll work fine. But I think it's a narrow bandwidth of a patient that you're going to get the ideal results. But like I said, some people come in where their bite is great and they just want some anterior alignment, meaning they're what we call in the orthodontic profession the social 6, their front teeth, and their bite functions beautifully, and it's a great fit for them.
Yeah.
And so what you're really saying is, I mean, yeah, the teeth may be straight, but they don't have there's other issues going on with that. And I think would be a great segment and when we come back again to really get into that and figure out it's not only straightening your teeth, but it's also, there's a lot of other things that orthodontics can bring to the table.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree. I'm trying to figure out what that would be, but I'm sure I'll find out here shortly from...
I'm happy to provide that information.
Thank you.
Robert, we'll show you the way.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Again, give us office number, location, and your website. I can tell you our website, www.periodontalhealth.com, and Dr. Robert Rudman.
It's cherrycreeksmiles.com, and you can also go into advancedorthodonticcare.com. Phone number is 303-331-0222 and we're right in Cherry Creek.
Okay. And again, taking new patients. Yes? No?
Yes.
Okay. You got it.
Laugh about, I feel good in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. We take a walk.
This is Velocity Radio.
Hey, this is Chuck. I recently purchased a new travel trailer found on trailerbroker.com, and woo-wee, did I get me a deal. I shopped around a lot, didn't know much about trailers, but the kind folks there at trailerbroker.com helped me find the perfect bunkhouse to meet my family's needs. Not to mention, they saved me thousands from what I was told was a special deal. Check out my friends at Trailer Broker today at trailerbroker.com.
This is Sean Hakes with Velocity Radio. If you're a business owner with a particular expertise, then hosting your own radio show at Velocity Radio is the chance to become the trusted expert in your field. Our state-of-the-art studios are located in Castle Rock, Colorado, so drop on by for a tour anytime. Velocity Radio hosts enjoy a dedicated board op, production team, and a generous revenue share that will allow you to monetize your show while delivering your message to potential customers. To learn more about becoming a Velocity Radio host, call me today at 720-940-9056 or email me at sean@velocityradio.fm.
If you had to go in for surgery, would you want a skilled physician? Of course you would. The legal system is no different, more difficult to navigate than you can ever imagine. And if you find yourself in a courtroom, don't get stuck with a lawyer fresh from law school. You want the experience of former deputy district attorneys who know criminal law inside and out. Anderson & Carnahan, a top Colorado Springs law firm specializing in criminal defense. Attorneys with over 50 years of combined experience fighting for their clients in criminal law that will aggressively fight for you in any pending criminal matters, including DUI, traffic offenses, domestic violence, and more. Call today for a free consultation. 855-779-0846. You can also find valuable information online at AndersonCarnahan.com. Discover what you need to know about your DUI case and read helpful attorney tips to save your license, plus other great resources. Get the most experienced legal counsel for your case with Anderson Carnahan. Visit AndersonCarnahan.com to set up your free consultation today or call 855-779-0846.
It's new. It's fresh. It's cutting edge. This is Velocity Radio.
Stand by me, love.
Welcome back to Tooth Talk, where we talk about the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth. I'm your host, Dr. Doug Heller, along with my co-host tonight, who's stepping in for Dr. Ken Versman. We've got Dr. Eric Beckman in, and our special guest, Dr. Robert Rudman, orthodontist extraordinaire in the Cherry Creek area. And on the other side, Eric, we were just getting into some of the newer technologies and maybe talking about some things related to tooth movement. And thought we would explore some more of that.
Yeah, and talking about the limitations of some orthodontic strategies, basically, and that maybe don't take care of all the aspects that you sometimes more comprehensive orthodontics looks into. So part of comprehensive orthotherapy, what other things aside from just straightening teeth do you look into when you think about a case?
Sure. So a lot of times people come to me with TMD problems or joint problems or having headaches with their bite. A lot of times your jaw wants to be one place and your teeth wants your jaw to be in another place. So again, a good analogy is you may have a little pebble in your shoe, but if you walk a long way, it might be your foot that hurts initially, but all of a sudden your hip starts hurting because your body is starting to compensate for things. So we look at joint function. Another issue we talked about earlier was the amount of tooth wear. So if someone is crashing very hard on their front teeth, your front teeth are like scissor blades. They're supposed to come close together to cut, but they're really not meant to hit on each other. So we see patients with lots and lots of wear and, all of a sudden they show up to the dentist and the dentist goes, you must be grinding your teeth. And the patient really isn't grinding their teeth. It's just every time they bring their teeth together, their front teeth are banging on each other. And just swallowing alone, we all swallow 1600 times a day. So over a lifetime of crashing those teeth together for 1600 times a day, you get a lot of wear on those teeth. So we look at wear, we look at joint function. And, you know, bottom line, we have to make it all look really awesome at the end of it and function well for the long haul.
And it sounds like, because you really focus on braces, that is your specialty. Do you work a lot with dentists in terms of when it comes to tooth wear and other issues?
Sure, absolutely. So a lot of times if someone was born with a baby tooth and no permanent successor to that, and that baby tooth is worn out and now they're going to see the restorative dentist and the restorative dentist says you need an implant and the restorative dentist sends to you and Doug and you say to me, it's like, well, there's a baby tooth size there and we actually need more room to actually put an adult tooth in there. So the restorative dentist, you guys being the implant specialists and myself will get together and say, okay, how do we create enough room in order to put a full size adult tooth in there? Which means we've got to be aware of where are the roots of these teeth, because when you put an implant in, you don't want to nick a root. So we all get together and decide how much room do we need? What is the root parallelism that we need in order to safely put an implant in and prepare that patient for the long haul?
And, you know, you mentioned dental implants, and I know we've done some cases together. And it's not always necessarily how wide the tooth is. It's kind of, we'll have patients come see you to move the teeth either up or down to make room or to bring some of the gum down. So tell us a little bit about kind of maybe how you work interdisciplinary with the other specialists, including the general dentist as well, to make some of these types of things happen.
Sure. A really amazing thing is everyone has their little niche of a specialty. So there's great cosmetic dentists out there and they do great cosmetic work. There's great periodontists like you guys that do great periodontal work. And there's great orthodontists that do great orthodontic work. But when you put three people together, when you're looking at comprehensive care for a patient, you can all of a sudden start looking outside the box and figuring out what you want to do. So from a restorative perspective, I work with a lot of cosmetic dentists and the patient comes in, they all want veneers, but the problem is they've worn their teeth down to the point where they need veneers, but their front end alignment is still the same. So it's like putting a brand new set of tires on a car that is pulling really hard to the right. You're going to wear those tires out. So what we do is move the teeth to a position that when the cosmetic dentist puts a veneer or a crown on that tooth, it's going to function well and it's not going to break down like their teeth. When we have patients with...
Well, also when that happens, sometimes they'll appear and their teeth will look very short and squatty.
Correct.
So once you get them back to where they ideally should be, then it gives them that opportunity.
Sure. And when you move teeth around, you're also moving gum tissue around with it. And we've all done cases together. Eric and I just did a case together where a gal had a serious accident and had knocked some teeth out. And there was no bone around the teeth in order to put an implant in. So orthodontically, we moved a tooth in order to bring bone with it so that Eric's going to be able to do a really nice restorative job by placing an implant and working with a great restorative dentist in town. Other things that we can do is when someone has a very gummy smile, when they smile, we can bring the teeth up. And as we bring the teeth up, the gum tissue comes with it as well. When there's not enough bone in areas, orthodontics can develop bone sites so that Doug can place an implant and possibly avoid doing more invasive things and just be a straightforward case.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because we talk a lot about those types of treatment, but I think it's rare it really shouldn't be that we get the opportunity to actually use everybody's expertise to make things better for us.
Sure. I think when you're in a good network of a dentist and the specialist team, you wind up having a great team like, you know, the Avalanche or the Broncos.
Absolutely. So now let's say I wanted to start braces. Does it hurt to get the braces on? I mean, tell us a little bit about what kind of discomfort am I in line for, or is there any, or is that just a thing of the past as well?
Sure. With technology, everything is much smaller than it used to be. So they're not big, bulky braces anymore. So that kind of helps a little bit with your mouth getting used to it. Forces on teeth are much lighter. We have super elastic materials that very gently move teeth. And actually, believe it or not, the less force you put on a tooth, the faster it moves. If you put too much force on a tooth, it slams the tooth into the bone and the bone has to repair itself and then the tooth finally moves. So, you know, again, and being the analogy guy I am, it's kind of like going skiing for the first time. You put your skis on, you're having a great time. It doesn't hurt to put the braces on at all. It's very quick and easy. But later that night, when you've used all these parts of your body that you have never used before, you're looking for the hot tub. So you know, basically you're going to be a little tender in biting into things for a couple of days. But again, just like skiing, after you skied a few times and you're in the middle of the season, you can ski black diamonds all day and it's not a big deal. So usually
let
adjustments.
Let me make sure I got this straight. So really what you're saying is if you get braces on, you better be close to a hot tub that night.
That could be the next invention. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out
there. We're actually going to put a hot tub in our office just.
Yeah. Well, I think that's about 7 or 8 analogies that we've had tonight. So I don't know if you've been counting them up, Eric. You may actually end up being the king of analogies.
I think it's a good, easy way for patients to understand.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it.
I might steal a couple, though. They're that good.
Yeah, I actually already have, but don't tell anybody.
Okay.
Cost of braces. Well, tell us a little bit about kind of what we could expect if we wanted to come see you and get started. What's the commitment? And tell us kind of how we get started.
Sure. Depending upon the problem, how long treatment's going to take, the type of appliances and technology we're going to use. I mean, treatment can be anywhere from $2,500 to $6,500. The beauty about orthodontics is every orthodontist in the country will finance treatment. So all of a sudden it becomes a very easy monthly thing to do. So there's no money down options. Your insurance takes a pretty good chunk of the cost out of it. So affordability for braces, there was a study done back in the 40s, a car cost $4,000. Braces cost $4,000. Today, braces cost about, you know, $6,500 at the high end, and a car costs you about 30 grand. So braces have actually come down relative to the cost of living to be affordable for everyone. Back in the, I have lots of patients that come in and go, as an adult, they were like, well, we had 5 kids and only one could afford orthodontics, and now I'm here to get mine fixed. So it was a big financial commitment. Nowadays, not so much. Easy financing, very affordable.
Yeah, it really seems like orthodontics has come a long way since I was a kid, and that's going to be great.
Back in the 20s.
Back in the 20s, you got it.
I still have nightmares of my headgear, actually.
Yeah. Office number, website one more time.
Sure. Office number 303-331-0222. Website CherryCreekSmiles.com.
It's been a pleasure having you on.
Yeah. One last question before you go. What is it about every kid that they got to at least lose their retainer once or twice?
Gluttons for punishment.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, that's our show for tonight, Dr. Beckman. Again, Robert, thank you so much for spending the night with us. And we look forward to our next segment of Tooth Talk. And again, get well soon out to Dr. Versman. And we look forward to our next show, and we'll see you on the other side.
Thanks.
You may get disgusted. Start thinking that I'm strange. That kids are going.